Blog Talk Radio.
Woohoo! Welcome to Angel Antics. You're here with DC Love and Eileen Towers. And we are so thrilled to be here. We have missed you so much. You just couldn't even imagine. You are our friend. No. You have to
Sorry
share
about that,
energy.
The Angel Antics. Early.
Picking up already, are we?
We are,
yeah.
Because we've not been on, Eileen, you know, for quite a while, a few weeks now, but you live in
right.
California, and we're so thankful that you're safe, you
I
and your family.
I survived
so
the 2017 fires. It has not been easy. There's, like I had said to D.C., the one fire closest to where I live right now, which is only maybe some of the hot spots are only a mile away, is 94% contained, and all the others are in 100% containment. So we are very grateful. The magnificent police officers that have come from all over. Downtown San Francisco sent us police officers, highway patrol, an amazing amount of support systems, the fire departments from all over, including Australia, have come to help us.
Wow.
I am so grateful.
Amazing.
I drop into tears. I am so grateful. My heart is just the amount of love that has been shared around Napa and Sonoma counties in these last 2 weeks is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And you do realize that it's only 2 weeks that these fires have been going on. But
yes.
It's all contained, and we're good, and we're blessed. And sadly, there was some losses of lives. I send my prayers to them for the amount of people that were involved at risk in all of this. There's so many lives that were saved. It's unbelievably amazing. Friends helping friends, neighbors helping neighbors. Just phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
Beautiful. And Eileen, with that being said, I want to, you know, open up the show with a beautiful Reiki prayer. We unite with each other in love as together we come into complete harmony with divine being. With humility and gratitude, we build this network of light to serve the highest good of all concerned. We pray for healing and awakening for ourselves and our world so that we may learn to trust unconditionally and divine nurturance and act with compassion in all we do. We give thanks for the blessings and assistance of divine grace and the highest and most holy spiritual guides. So be it. And that's our little opening prayer, Eileen.
Oh, that was beautiful, and so be it.
Yes.
That was wonderful.
And with that being said,
well,
oh my goodness, it looks like Christmas lights are blinking on our switchboard. We're back.
Well, good. Oh, everybody must have missed us, and that makes my heart feel warm and fuzzy.
Oh, it does, and we have, in fact, missed them as well. So we're going to open up the phone lines. Hello, 216,
Hello?
You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Oh, my name is Sharon. Oh, I'm first. I didn't know that. Hi.
Hello, Sharon.
Hi.
Do you have a question for us tonight?
Well, I want to see what you see. Please give me an uplift tonight while I need it. What do you see coming for me with changes for me in my career?
All right, well, let's
I'm
see what we've
change.
Got.
I'm interviewing.
Okay.
I just haven't had an offer yet. I've been interviewing, but I haven't had an offer yet.
Okay. Well, the right one hasn't come along, or it'd be yours.
I know.
So let's
keep telling me that.
Let's see what they're saying. I'm not. DC does a little bit better on timing than I do, but I certainly can figure out, you know, the messages and see what they have to tell you. Sometimes they don't always tell you when or what the problem will be. Sometimes they tell you that you've got to do certain things to make it align. So let's see what that is. Ah, oh my goodness. what I have for you is just that. It is a message for you. And it is an actual overall message that you need to have a little bit more balance in your life. I don't know if you've been, you know, going back and forth, or I'm actually seeing a little bit of sign here saying that for some reason you don't think there's enough out there. You don't think that there's, you know, enough jobs that you can be the one to obtain one. But you are. And by finding yourself and arriving at that place of balance, that infinite supply of the universe will then have an opportunity to line up with you in your desires of what you want. But take it easy. Don't push it or hurry it, or moreover, don't force things to happen. One of the things we have to do as humans is allow, which we're very terrible at. We want to, we're creators. As a race, we're creators. We want to create things. We want to conquer. We want to, you know, do our best to obtain it. And sometimes we do have to allow things to unfold. And so there's no force or hurry here. Everything is occurring in just the perfect timing. Where you're at right now, if you don't allow that bulk, you're going to get into a situation where you're going to feel trapped. It's not going to be the right.
Okay, go on.
Well, maybe that's what I'm seeing. Because you do have a sense of entrapment, and it's become very overwhelming to you. So what you need to do is focus less on the material things about the job, the this and that, and put those fear-based thoughts into projecting a vision of what things can look like better, even with where you're at. And I can share that with you from a personal basis. I have a very nice woman at work, but for whatever reason, her work style gets on my nerves. And I have asked, I put my energy, I sent some Reiki, I put some blankets of Reiki over my building and over myself, and I sent this positivity to the situation. And in 3 days, it absolutely has gotten better. It's this week. This is happening like right now in my personal life. And it's already better. And it's been like this for about a month and a half, 2 months. But just this week, I gave it that positivity that, you know, I know this is no longer serving me. And feeling how I do when I deal with this person is not serving the better good of the teamwork at the office or myself personally. And so I did. I put that energy into it being better, and I did it, I think it was Tuesday, about Monday or Tuesday of this week, and today was hands down totally different, completely proven that energy change absolutely worked. So I can offer that to you from a personal basis of that really, really happening. The next thing I have for you actually has a little bit to do more with your home life. Things in your situation are really getting better, and you're moving through some changes right now, but they are healthy changes. And with that, there is going to be some type of celebration come along. I'm not positive what it is. It could be a marriage. Somebody could be getting married and moving out of your household. Somebody could be getting married and moving into your household. Or possibly even something even greater than that, such as a birth announcement or something like that. But I do see something like that coming along very, very soon here. And it's going to have something to do with the changes in your household. And these are going to be healthy changes. They're going to be positive. They might be a little, you might be, the word is, I forget what show it was from. It'll come to me. But the word is chappy. You might be a little shocked, but you'll be happy.
Okay.
Does that make sense? And so that's what I have for you today. And
thank
DC
you.
Has a little bit more for you. Let's see what she's got.
Yes, Sharon, this is DC. You've got
thank
to realize
you,
that you are the creator of your experiences, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So choose only, you know, positive thoughts when thinking about what you want in regard to career, as well other
okay.
aspects of your life. I'm getting your financial situation is taking a turn for the better. You may, in fact, receive money you didn't expect. And the angels are saying you don't have to be responsible with all of the money, but please don't spend it, like, all in one place. You may even get gifts that are, you know, really valuable, and they're not money, but they're going to be really valuable. But I'm getting, you know, money's going to come to you sooner by doing what you love, okay? And the angels are showing me, hon, there's a lucky star shining right upon you, okay? So just, you know, hold thoughts of abundance.
Keep telling me that.
Everything is
I know. Keep
yes, earn for the better. Be confident. You have the ability to communicate your desires clearly, okay, especially in regard to, you know, what kind of, you know, work that you want to have, okay? I'm getting, you know, like your financial desires and your goals are going to be met, but you still are emotionally holding on to something. You've got to detach from the outcome, Sharon.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay.
Okay, you've got to be at peace. There's no reason to fear anything. Everything is working out perfectly for you. Okay?
Okay.
And when you get in that place of fear, honey, it's just ego saying, you know what, Sharon, you can't do this. You've got to stay where you are. But you know that your higher self knows what's best for you. So please connect with that loving voice instead of ego, because that loving voice is positive, and it's going to assure you that life is just as it should be. So you've got to sort of like find peace right now within the situation and trust in the timing that's going to take place. There's going to be signs. There's going to be guidance. So just focus on having peace in your mind and your heart, and you're going to manifest it in your life, okay? I'm getting you need like a little, you know, maybe like a little day vacation or just, you know, a little time away to stop thinking about all this. Meditate, you know, that will help you. And the angels are asking you, Sharon, honey, to get out of your own way. Sometimes you get in your own way. And I myself have gotten that message so many times I can't even tell you, you know? The only thing I wanted
I
to ask you now, are you in a relationship? Because I'm seeing all of these little pink hearts around you.
No, I'm so worried about my career. That is the last thing on my mind right now, sweetie. But, you know,
meeting anybody. Be the last thing on your mind. Okay, but there might be like an unexpected opportunity presenting itself. And you might meet someone that you actually find interesting, okay? So, you know, there's going to be opportunities everywhere in regard to work, and I'm hearing, you know, in regard to love as well. And make sure that you, you know, connect with that creative talent that you have, okay? So there's going to be excitement on many fronts for you.
Oh, I needed that tonight. Do you feel that I'll get an offer by the end of the year? I know timing is hard, sweetie. I know it.
I'm getting a big yes. Yes, my dog Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, I've got my paws up, Ma. Tell her yes. So stop worrying. You're going to have the prosperity that you want. Oh, my goodness, she's saying. But she's saying,
yeah,
I said that you should get away for a day. She's saying, sweetheart,
I know.
Take
good
a vacation
yesterday.
On a budget. You certainly deserve it.
I know.
And that's what
I
we have
dogs.
For you this evening, Sharon. I hope that.
Oh, okay. Thank you, DC. Thank you
and
so much. As always.
Stay in touch.
I love
okay?
you.
And let
Seriously.
Us know
Thank
great
you.
For you. We love you. Okay.
Bye.
Angel blessings. Bye-bye.
Angel blessings.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah. She's a sweet lady.
708. She's a doll. 708, it's really great to connect with you. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please? 708.
Hi, DC. It's Cindy. How are you?
Hello, Cindy. We're good, and we're even better because we're talking to you. How are you, sweetheart?
Oh, that's sweet. I'm doing good. I got a really good full-time job, and I love it.
Woo-hoo! Awesome.
Yeah.
Sauce.
But my question
Beautiful.
Is, you know what my question is, what's going on? Because I'm trying.
Well,
I'm here in the love boat. Love it, and then love is in the air.
Right. You're hearing
well,
that? Is that what you said? Maybe you're...
Yeah, I'm hearing the song, and I'm not going to sing it because I can't. Ginger's saying, don't sing it. You're going to make the callers hang up. So I'm not singing it.
Ginger's silly.
Yeah, but she's kind of wild.
The energy's coming in. Go ahead and read her first, DC.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay. You know what? You've got to trust and follow your intuition, Cindy. You're very intuitive, and you know that, correct?
Yes, I know that.
Yes, yeah, so just follow, you know, follow the guidance that you're receiving, okay? And I told you this the last time I spoke to you, and Ginger's, do you feel a tug at your sleeve? I'm getting your left sleeve, and Ginger's ripping the heart off of your sleeve. She's saying, girlfriend, do not wear your heart on your sleeve. She's
trying
saying,
not
you've got
to
control your emotion, okay?
I know.
And she's saying...
And I thought I was doing pretty good.
Okay, well, she's saying, put on a happy face, okay?
Okay.
Put on a happy face.
What is taking so long? What is he feeling?
Well, you were concentrating on work. Now, are you making enough time for love to present itself? Because you've got to have
Absolutely.
A balance in every aspect
Absolutely.
Of your life.
Before, I was more concerned about getting a job because I was only working part-time. Now I'm working full-time. I got full benefits, good money, and
okay.
I'm
Think
good.
For the love now in your life?
Yes.
Okay,
because
Ginger's looking in your closet, and she's saying, are you making some room in case he has some clothes that he wants to put in that closet? You've got to make
yep.
room in your heart, and you've got to make room in your life, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger is telling me to tell you that loving times are coming your way, sweetheart, okay?
Okay.
So she's showing me
he...
a flower that's blooming, and I'm seeing oh. love is starting to bloom for you, Cindy. Okay?
Okay.
So you've got to trust. You've got to trust, you know, in divine guidance, with the divine guidance of the angels. I'm getting that they're sending you, like, little signs and stuff, but I don't know if you're, you know, even, I think you're a little preoccupied is what Ginger's saying.
Probably, yeah, because I'm in a very okay. intense training right now.
Okay, so really, if you're in an intense training, like, presently, right at this moment as you and I are connecting, it probably isn't the best time to really start something because your mind is on other things, which is understandable, okay?
Yeah,
and
but when
Ginger,
I come home,
you know,
my
ask,
mind isn't on it. My mind
okay,
is on
so,
him.
Okay, so keep your emotions in check and focus on what you specifically want from a relationship. And I'm getting, she's saying, Tom, tell her, someone's thinking about her. So that special someone is thinking about you as well, honey, okay?
Okay, can you see what he's feeling right now?
Well, you know what, I'm not getting what he's feeling, but Ginger wants me to tell you to make sure that you express your feelings to him, you know,
okay.
and just like subtly, but don't overwhelm him all at once, because if you hide it, it's only going to, you know, it's just going to cause misunderstandings. Just
but
be
I have
honest,
done that.
Okay?
I have done that in the past.
Well,
and I
feeling like this is like a better time presently, but you've got to watch.
Okay.
Because I remember one time I said, take it slow, Cindy. And
right.
we discussed it, and you went and you said, I love you. So you've got to be
yeah.
careful. You've got to be careful. Okay? And
that was
I'm getting,
a while ago, and I won't do that no more.
I know. But Ginger's saying, you know what? You're going to have a beautiful, romantic, gentle, and loving relationship with this person, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying soulmate, okay? And I'm also getting that this person is also very, has a beautiful spiritual side as well.
She's what? I'd be cut out.
Okay, this person has a very spiritual side as well. Because you
Absolutely.
Two are spiritual. And I'm getting
yes.
he's got a beautiful spiritual side, which is, you know, it's a big plus. I mean, that's
right,
awesome
absolutely.
In itself, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what? Ginger's saying, Mom, she's getting a lot wiser, and she's going to make the right choices and decisions in regard to romance. She's going to be happy.
Yeah, I've
okay?
just been taking this slow because I don't want to scare him.
Yeah, well, a little bit at a time. I mean, don't go crazy, but just start talking a little bit more. And Ginger's moving all the obstacles around you, honey. So, know that you're protected, the angels are with you, and the obstacles are just like moving to the side, okay, hon?
Okay.
So it's going to be beautiful. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, and thank you so very much for calling us this evening.
Oh, thank you, Gigi. I love you, and thank you very much.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen.
Okay.
Hi, Eileen. All right. My turn. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
So, you know, this is actually kind of similar to what I think I've given you before. And so, you know, it's about time. And it's also stuff that DC gave you today. I do see that your relationship is very, you know, is going to grow closer. It's moving towards a positivity. The problem is that you've already decided about this idealistic relationship, and that might, you know, you can't make decisions for other people.
Right.
And
I know.
So that's not allowing. That's deciding how it should look and then trying to force others to be who you want them to be. And that relationship in any lifetime ever will never work. Someone is going to bail because no one can be who you want them to be.
Right.
They can, unless they're lying to you, they can only be themselves in a pure and true relationship. So you have to stop trying to hurry. You have to stop trying to force things to happen.
Okay.
Everything really is occurring with perfect timing. So as you have been told over and over again, easy does it.
Okay. That's what I've been doing. I've been backing off a little and just, you know, going to work and living my life and letting it happen naturally.
Good. And with that said, I have a little bit more to add really to that direction for you.
Okay.
And that is, you have been doing a really good job. I get a job well done. I've got Archangel Michael that would really sees that the world is yours at this time. You are really on a good path. And DC, as DC said, you're very intuitive. You are actually on a path to your own enlightenment. So with that said, be honest with yourself. Decide what your true heart's desire is when it is not involved with another person. Does that make sense? Would you like me to repeat that?
Yeah, repeat that again.
All right. Be honest with yourself. Go after what your true heart's desire is as an individual, not with the process. Your heart's desire is having this other person be in your life and that you've got this idealistic vision of what that relationship is going to look like and you're going to live happily ever after and bam.
Okay.
That's what it's going to be. That's not what it's going to be. What it's going to be is you are going to be honest with yourself. You are going to honor yourself. You are going to work on your path to your enlightenment, which means you will be becoming the best version of yourself, which I do know you've been working on it, including getting a little better employment going on so forth. You are creating yourself to be the best version of what you can be.
Yes,
and
I've been working a lot on myself.
So just do that.
Okay.
Don't worry about the relationship. That is the part where we have to, that's the part where it goes back to the easy does it. You have to allow things to unfold in this world. You cannot force them. Just like
exactly.
You ask, well, what is this other guy feeling? You know what? I can't read him. I don't have his permission.
Yeah.
I can only read the energy around you. Now, if there is a loving energy coming into you, and I'm able to read that, I can give that to you. But for you to ask someone else to read that person without his permission to be read is kind of like, that's an invasion of privacy.
Okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. And it has to do with free will. It
right.
might not be his free will to have anyone read his energy space. So
okay.
it is up to his free will to allow that or not to allow that. And so I don't, you know, in these situations, it's not my place to do that.
Okay, well, I know it will all work out in divine timing when the time is right.
Right. So I have one more little thing for you.
Okay.
And that, again, like I told you, this last part really has to do more with you and really becoming that best version of yourself. You need to unleash your adventurous side. I mean, do you want to be with the gal that goes to work, comes home, cooks dinner, watches TV, and go to bed? Or do you want to be with the gal that went out and found this phenomenal park that hardly anybody knows about, and it's just a great place to go spend time or go for a walk or have a picnic, and she enjoys it so much, she invited her young, you know, her nice male friend to go with her to have a picnic as a friend.
Right.
See, show him who you really are. Show him the purity of your grace and your goodness. And
you know,
allow
that. It's funny that you said that because he said to me a couple days ago or last week, he says, you don't do anything. You just sit in your house all day long. I'm like, that's not true. I run around. I do errands. I go visit my kids. He's like, no, you're always home.
Right?
Okay.
So is that real attraction? So do you think an adventurous man would be attracted to that type of person?
No, and he is adventurous.
Right. And so you go figure out your own adventures. Make them so desirable that he's going to want to roll with you and go on one of those adventures.
Okay.
If you're not physically fit enough, if you're not physically fit enough to go on those adventures, start going for walks. And to tell you the truth, if you're not overly physically fit to be adventurous, the best place to go walking is find yourself somewhere flat to go walking until you get the cyclic momentum up where you've got just, you know, a little bit of breath and you've got a little bit of muscle starting up, and then start working on progressive hills and things like that. It's always a first step. Take that first step, and even going out for walks in lovely places is an adventure. So in addition to that, you know, that's why I don't recommend walking on a treadmill. There's no adventure to it.
Get out. It's boring.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
I love the outdoors.
Person,
I love it.
And do you really want to hang out with you, or would you like to, meet someone else that's more adventurous because you want to hang out with them because they're having a good time?
Yeah. The second one.
Then be that. And so that goes back to being honest with yourself and doing what that is your heart's true desire, is to be more adventurous. You are attracted to that person because he's adventurous. Whereas if you just create it within yourself, then like is attracted to like.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it all makes sense. It all comes together perfectly.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. You're very welcome, Cindy.
Thank you so
much.
You're
very welcome.
I love your show.
You
guys are wonderful. I love you both.
All right. Love you too, Cindy. So glad you call in. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, beautiful, Eileen. Okay, 914. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Kat, and I just love your angels, and I just love you guys, and I'm just listening.
Oh, Kat, oh my goodness.
Hey, Kat, are you having a real good day? You sound bouncier today.
I'm just bouncier that I heard both of your voices.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, my goodness, thanks.
Yeah.
Yes, we do love you, Kat.
Yeah. I was actually having a really stressful day up until now. So you see what a difference in the world you two make.
Well, then just sharing time with us and us being allowed to share time with you. Friends with friends, that releases a lot of stress.
Yes, yes.
It
exactly,
does.
Exactly.
It
you
does.
Could feel the love instead
right.
of the hurt. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed that you've been wanting to do some things lately that have been more challenging, though, and you really haven't been doing it. It is really time for you to go ahead and get out into that new area of study, something that you've never done before, so on and so forth. It really is time. It's actually time for some changes in your life, and you need to embrace those changes and expect things to really get a lot better now. You're recovering from a lot. Some of it, you know, is some attachments to certain things, you know, kind of like, you know, not addictions to drugs, but just addictions to, say, certain types of aspects or certain types of things that you expect. And now it really is time for you, that those things, you're going to recover from those things. Those things are going to move on. And your events are going to occur now with great speed and really move forward. But you do need to take the time to review some of your options and use your own creative solutions for those, because that's what's going to make a huge difference is the creative solution. But you are very, you've taken some time in the past. You've taken time to really contemplate things and to really, you know, kind of meditate on them and try to change them yourself. Those kind of brought forward some memories, but you didn't know where they were coming from. Well, they are coming from your past, and those memories are part of what those memories are showing you is what I'm hearing is they're showing them to you because those are some of the things that you were working on in your past life, and they're some of the things that you need to address now. It is time for you to address them in your life now. So, you know, as you were sitting in meditation and things were coming up for you, just realize that those are life memories, and those are your next lessons that you need to move towards and work on. Part of that is that independent foundation that you have that has made you bear, you know, that has built up your strength. It has actually set you up for a direction of success. But just know that you have a very strong base, and it has nothing to do with other business partners, what other people have done. You have created that yourself, and you must know that you are a strong and powerful woman and that you have the ability to move mountains. You have the ability to be a ruler of your own world, your own environment. Take that strength and start independently running others. I don't know, you know, I know you do a lot of artwork. You're very artistic and creative. But maybe you need to take that into actually consulting with others. Move it more into a consulting business where you have command of working with others and teaching them. Because I think if you do that in your own soft-spoken way, you'll actually have more power in that soft-spokenness, rather than someone like myself who is just really loud. I hope that makes sense. That's the message I have for you tonight.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. Yeah, because I'm that person that, like, I'm like, either I'm genius or either I'm crazy, and it's one of the, or maybe there's just no difference anymore.
Right.
Take that
genius and realize that, you know, consulting is only consulting. You don't make anybody do anything. You're just giving them perspectives, which is basically what DC and I do. We read your energy. We do it through your energy. But, you know, we're just kind of consultants, too. We consult with the angels. We consult with the energy of you and, you know, that which is around you. And, like before, when I did a reading and I saw it was, I believe it was your father sweeping the sidewalk. And, it's just about, you know, them coming through with those messages and helping you be a better version of yourself, like I told Cindy. And so that's what I offer you. I hope you just, you know, take that and know that you are really strong. All right, sweetheart?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Yes, and Kat, I have a little bit more to add. Your dad is sitting patiently, and he's saying, I'm always there to listen to what you have to say. So please talk with me, okay?
And he's excellent.
Don't be serious. You know, you've been so serious, you know, and he wants you to, you know, connect your joy. He's saying, you know, please lighten up a little bit. You know, you'll feel better. He loves that you're laughing right now. He loves your smile. And he just wants you to connect with that beautiful energy more often, okay?
Yeah.
And he's saying,
yeah.
You know, he wants you to be good to yourself. And just take time off and do something just for that, just for you, okay? And you deserve to do that. When you do that, you're going to make him happy. And Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, Kat, she's singing Don't Worry, Be Happy. She's singing that song for you.
Aw, thank you. Ginger.
And she's saying, you know what, why don't you try to do something new once in a while, Kat? She said, if you need somebody to go with you, I'll go with you, you know, but... She said, come on, let's go and let's do something new. You know, you have to try something that you maybe been wanting to try. But she's saying, most of all, connect with something that you feel is fun, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's telling me that you deserve it, Kat.
Oh,
and with that
you.
Being said, I'm getting that you are going to have that financial stability that you're wanting, okay? And you're going to make some time for, you know, for yourself as well. Okay, so please,
you know,
take that time, Kat. You need to take that Kat, that time for you, because if you don't have balance in your life, everything is going to be stagnant, okay?
Yes.
I'm getting the words.
Yes, I will get out there.
A business advisor, did that come to mind at all for you? Because I'm getting some kind of a business advisor may help you.
I would love that. Who I'm envisioning for that is that gentleman. His name starts with a B. I want to, like, somebody is finishing up, like, little touches on my project. Like, once they
okay,
do
I'm
that,
getting a maybe
I
with that. Yes, Kat, I'm getting a maybe. I'm getting for you, like, right now, as we are connecting, you've got to stay grounded, okay? Because I'm feeling you're not as grounded as you need to be.
Yeah, because I'm trying to do 100 things at once. Yeah.
And you're trying to finish this up, but I see you looking ahead to the next adventure. That's what the angels are showing me. So you've got to enjoy the journey. You've planted these beautiful seeds of prosperity and everything, and they're going to grow. They are going to grow, okay?
Okay.
And
thank you.
I'd like to ask, just open up to the love and, you know, the love that is coming to you from all directions. Kat, you are worthy. Be open to receiving this love, okay? This love and this beautiful loving energy. It's coming from your father. It's coming from your other family members on the other side. It's coming from the angels. And there's a continuous flow of that beautiful love just for you, Kat.
Thank you.
Is saying, please don't worry. Everything is changing for the better, okay?
Okay.
So, open up your heart center and allow that love to come in. And as it does, you're going to see how it really, you know, transforms your life. And once you've received, you know, as much love as your heart can hold, you know, just pass that love on to others. You know, it could be in good deeds. It could be in compliments. It could come in so many ways. But, Kat, your dad and, you know, the angels are gathering around you, and they want you to know that you are so loved. You're loved unconditionally. And the love that they are sending you is going to help your current situation. Okay? But the thing is, you've got to have, you just need a little bit more balance, Kat. Okay? And you worry about others' opinions too much is what your dad is saying. You shouldn't. Okay?
Yes, that's true.
It's not, you know, this is just your project. This is your life. Just, you know, you've got to worry about what you think, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and your dad is saying, you know, you're a legacy to your family. You are so important to your family. And he can be prouder of you. Okay, so connect with your heart. that's going to be a source of creativity, you know, for you. And that's where you get that drive that you have. It's within that beautiful heart center.
Yeah.
And you have such amazing leadership qualities, Kat. So, you know, your chosen profession is the right one for you. You know, it's amazing. And I'm getting that, you know, yeah, you're, you know, you're ambitious, but you've got to watch because sometimes you get a little bit too emotional at times.
Mm-hmm.
And you sort of judge, like, what's going on around you by the way you feel. You know? But you are very insightful when it comes to other people. And I'm getting, you know, at times I could feel like the tension building up within you, though. You've got to have, you know, a little room there, you know, for self-expression, okay?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I do hold things in sometimes, and
And like you said, you know, like you were stressed and called in, and I could feel that stress. It was just ready to, like, boil over, Kat. Okay, so you've got to take that, and you've got to, you know, guide it into like a direction where it's healthy, okay? Take time to just put the music and dance. Make sure you go for a walk. Take your mom out. And then you're going to see how every other aspect of your life gets better, Kat. Okay?
Yeah.
So things are going to go well in regard, you know, to your, you know, your finances. Okay? You've got to just keep everything, like, you know, like, under control, okay? I'm seeing obstacles around you, but, you know, you're getting around those obstacles, and you always will, okay?
Fantastic.
So the angels are asking you to think about what would make you happy, you know, in regard to work, and then try to make that really, you know, one of your focus points, your focal points, okay, Kat?
Yes. Yes.
But you're doing an amazing job. Your dad is proud of you, and, you know, like I said, your family on the other side, they're proud of you as well. Just take time for you and your mom. Connect with your joy, and you're going to see how you manifest things much more easily, Kat. Okay? And he's showing me a new journey is about to begin. Okay? Because he just put on a pair of running shoes. So you're going to move forward really fast, okay? And I'm getting, oh my gosh, the energy. I just had to hold on to my desk because I'm telling you this, Kat. Are you thinking about moving? Because this energy is so, like, whoosh that I feel like you're going to, like, you're moving.
I would love to move to California. I would love it.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Like, this is like an amazing energy, and it's really a strong energy. So I feel that you are going to be moving. Okay?
Wow.
And just don't be resistant to change. You know, open your arms to receive it. And don't be surprised, your father's saying, at all the good things that are coming to you. Okay? And he's saying, my beautiful baby, your journey is going to be a beautiful one. And you're going to have new beginnings. To be new beginnings in regard to love as well. And that's what I have for you.
Thank you so much. That's so amazing that he came through like that, because I was just at his gravesite today with my mom. And I said, Papa, you know, it's been a long time since I've seen you in my dreams. I said, come to my dreams. And it was like, he said, wait, I'll come even faster than
that. He's running shoes on. He definitely did. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, that you got a message from him. And you know, and just listen to what he said, Kat. Please take time for you, honey, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. You two are just amazing.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you, Kat.
Thank you.
We're all in this.
God bless
we
you.
We certainly
both.
Do.
Thank you.
Angel blessings.
Thank you, Kat. Light
and
angel blessings. Thank you.
Angel blessings, honey. Take care.
Thank
you. Oh, that was beautiful, Eileen. My goodness.
Yeah.
So many people and amazing messages. It's so incredible. Okay,
yeah.
So we've got to see who we have.
You know,
I'm trying to.
They're all the energies are barking to get some messages out. We haven't been on for 3 weeks now, and it's like, it's time. It's a good day.
All right. Well, with that being said, we're going to pick up area code 217. Hi, you're at code 217. You're live with Angel 6. Area code 217.
Yeah.
Hi, can we have your name, please?
It's Jamie and Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, DC.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
We have Jamie on the line, Eileen.
All right. Do you have a question for us tonight, Jamie?
My friend Ashley has a question, too. I'm going to answer. I want to know, see what you guys have going on for me. I know I had good luck this week so far, but what do you guys see for me?
All right. Well, I'll just let you know. Well, right now, you know, that messages are what they are. And things for you just really haven't been turning out the way that you had planned or the way that you had hoped. And you're not seeing that there is some positive in the situation. You're more or less crying over spilled milk, cripsin' and cripsin', it's not what I wanted, it's not the way it was supposed to be. And so, you know, you just need to realize that maybe there's some real blessings on the other side of this. Maybe there's reasons for these to happen. You know, we've had a few dramas, traumas and catastrophes, you know, here in America over the last two, three months, between the hurricanes, the shootings, these massive fires all over the West Coast from, you know, Washington to San Diego. And the blessings is like what I shared when we opened up the show, is the amazing amount of people and the type of kindness. You know, like I said, the police were here, but they weren't aggressive. They were gentle. They were kind. They were considerate of the residents that really wanted to get back in and you know, see if they had a house. My own daughter had to go, you know, the sheriff, they had to get in the sheriff's truck. He drove them into where their home was, and they had 5 minutes. And all they wanted to do was see if they had a cat still alive. They had a house. They were in the middle of this thing. But the blessings are that, you know, there are people that were through that, and the blessings of how everyone has come together from, like I said, all over the world to unite, to work on this cause, to make things better for others. So even though it was a tremendous disaster, there was so much beauty that came out of it, and so things you need to look for in your life. And in this situation that you've been dealing with, so that you can make it turn around to a different perspective. It is not, most things are by the way we perceive them, not whether they are or they are not. But it is our perception that gives us the understanding of the situation. So it really is time for that positive change. The situation will then suddenly move forward, and then everything will be on your side. The wheels will start turning. Everything will be positive. It'll be a very successful time for you. You need to confidently accept some opportunities that are going to be offered to you, because once you allow yourself to move into a thought process of positivity, like I said, those wheels are going to change, opportunities are going to open, and you will have the Midas touch to bring those to yourself. Allow yourself then to receive those opportunities, and that will increase who you are. That will increase that by trying to look at things with a more positive attitude and with goodness, good things then are attracted to you. And then allow yourself to receive those good things. As you do that, the energy rises, and that energy of yourself and becoming, as I said to another caller, Cindy, your most authentic self. It allows you to become the best person, your best version of you, which is really your most authentic self. And you will then have the ability to forward this on to others. Now, while doing that, do honor your different energy levels. There's cycles of the moon. There's cycles of your own body. There's emotions that go up and down. And so by being kinder to yourself is acknowledging that, you know, you are, it is 2 weeks before or 2 weeks after, and that your emotions might be a little skewed right then. And be gentle with yourself rather than getting upset or angry. Say, oh, well, you just might be feeling that way because you're feeling, you've been feeling a little off all day. And so honor yourself in that way. But in the long run, I really do see that the universe is really going to be pouring a lot of abundance out to you. And again, I'm being told, be open to receive. Prosperity will come to you as long as you're open to receive. And that is the message I have for you tonight. I hope that resonates with you.
Yes. Thank you.
You're very welcome. DC, and, what do you have for?
Yes. And Jamie, this is DC. And, you know,
hey.
Eileen's message resonates with me as well for you, because I'm getting that you have the power and you've got the knowledge as well to really manifest. You can change, you know, your reality, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is really like a powerful time for you. Make sure that, you know, you're thinking about only what you're wanting, as, you know, as not to think about what you're not wanting, okay? This is, you know, a time to be positive, use positive affirmations, meditations, and things like that. And, you know, put out your request to the universe. And always ask for what you're desiring or something better. So when we do that, we're assured that our dreams, you know, all our dreams are going to come true, and of course more. But your wishes are coming true. So please, at this time, be very careful of what you're saying. Be very careful of what you're thinking. And really get clear, honey, about what you want, okay? Because this is an amazing time for you, okay? And you've got to honor your body, okay? Your body, you know, every part of our body, you know, has a voice, and you've got to listen to the messages that your body is sending, you know, to you, okay, if you want to have that divine health. So if there's any kind of aches or pains or any kind of dis-ease, you know, means that we're not honoring, you know, our emotions, that there's feelings that are bottled up inside of us, they're not expressed, and they create blocks of energy. And, you know, in turn, like, our body becomes painful and sometimes harmful. So I don't know, but I think you're not, you know, you're not listening to your body, because your body is trying to communicate with you. So please listen to it so you can get to the root of an issue that's going on, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, it would be beneficial if you could afford maybe like a massage. I mean, you could always go for a walk and, you know, drink some water and bless the water before you drink it. And I'm getting, you've got to set boundaries, okay? Boundaries are really important for you as well. Is there someone in your family, a family or a friend, that you're feeling like you've got to get away from them for a little bit? Because I'm getting you need a little downtime from someone in your family, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and, you know, you need this time. And just let them know, you're not going away forever. You just need a little, you know, downtime. You need a little alone time, okay? Because it's really important for you in so many ways, okay? And I'm also getting, Jamie, like, in regard to health again, it keeps coming up. I want you to look at your habits, you know, and if there's anything that's not for your, you know, for the betterment of your health, please try to change them, okay? You could always start small and, you know, go from there. And, you know, if there's anything that's, like, you know, not really good for you and you keep doing it, you know, just ask the angels to come in and help you with that. You've got to really, like, start taking, you know, a little bit better care of yourself is what the angels are saying, okay? So the other thing I'm is, you know, I'm getting the word prosperity, and it's, like, huge around you. Please know that all your needs are taken care of. They're always going to be taken care of. You've got to honor the callings of your heart, honey, and the callings of your soul, okay? Again, don't think of anything like in regard to lack, because, of course, it's going to bring more lack. Have thoughts of abundance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is going to help you to really, you know, manifest what you're wanting, okay? Your guides are around you. The angels are around you. They're bringing you all this guidance, and they're directing you to the prosperity that you're desiring. So, again, listen to, you know, the words that you're hearing and honor your own heart, because this is your passion. It's your purpose, and when you, I'm getting, you know, like I'm seeing all these dollars falling from the sky. You're going to have, like, it looks like a financial windfall, and there's going to be success as well. So if you've been, you know, worried about money, the money's okay. Be open to receive it. And I'm asking the angels to come in with you right now to heal any negative money thoughts and beliefs that you have, okay? Archangel Michael is coming in, and he's going to use his liquid chakra cleaner, and he's going to clean and clear and align all of those chakras, okay? He's starting at the top of your head, the crown chakra. You may feel a tingling as this liquid chakra cleaner is going down through the seven main chakras. Okay, I see it going down very gently. And now the remainder goes down into Mother Earth, honey, okay? So please follow your passion, okay? And know that you always are going to be provided for in, you know, any way that's necessary, Jamie. You've got to stop, you know, worrying and just know that, you know, you deserve what's coming. I'm seeing rainbows around you, and your dreams mm-hmm. are coming into fulfillment. You've worked hard. You deserve all the good that's coming your way, okay? We have a new beginning, and it's sort of like you're going to be starting a new life. I see you walking with a man, and I see two children. Do you have children?
I have four of them, but they're adopted. I don't have
grandchildren, maybe, because I see like two smaller children, two boys.
Well, we only have three girls and a boy, but maybe later down the road we're thinking to have more kids. But no, we don't have.
I see like one boy, and then so I do see like two boys. So I don't know who the boys are, but you're going to find your purpose. You're starting a new life, and when you, you know, when you do, you're going to see there's unlimited opportunities that are going to be around you, hon. Okay, so be mm-hmm. open to receiving all the good that's coming your way. And what I'm seeing, I'm thinking now, like we're in the fall. I think you're going to see all these changes happening in the spring, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm getting for you, okay? So stay positive in the meantime. And please, don't overanalyze everything, because you have a tendency at times to overanalyze, okay?
Yeah.
Just allow the flow of miracles to come to you, because you truly deserve them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I have, Jamie. You know, just connect with your dreams and everything, because they're coming into your reality. I hope that's helped. And what was your friend's name now?
Ashley.
Ashley, okay. Do you want to put Ashley on?
I'm right here.
Hi, Ashley. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah. I was just going to see what you think of my sex, my relationship.
Alrighty.
And it was Cindy?
Huh?
Ashley.
What was your name? Oh, Ashley.
Ashley.
Yes.
Well, let's see.
I'm trying to see what I've got. I'm actually got a message more about career for you. And that is that that some new opportunities are going to come along, and it's going to be a lot more beneficial to you as far as, you know, gifts of money, time, and effort coming your way. So just know that this will be enough money that you'll be able to catch up on your bills, some of your payoffs, some of your debts. Really get ahead, you know, for yourself. It's just, you know, I'm not going to say a financial windfall. You may have a better position at work, a better opportunity to make a little better money, or, you know, maybe a little side job that's going to help increase your income. That's going to help you. And your best thing is, pay off some of your debts with it.
Right.
Lately, though, things have not totally been turning out the way you'd hoped. And part of it is, like I had told the other guest, you do not look at things in a positive manner. And you need to look at things in a more positive manner in order for that positive energy to flow your way. If you see the world in doom and gloom, how would you ever expect to see anything else in your life?
Right.
And if you see everything as, you know, sunshine and butterflies, and that, you know, there is everything in life. It's like the theater. You have the smiley face and the sad face. And absolutely every story can be told as a drama or a comedy. And so practice that in your head. See what that sounds like. Take a typical situation that you're in right now that's happening to you, that you've been just going, blah, blah, blah. This is, you know, this butthead did this and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, like somebody cut in front of you in the grocery store. And, you know, instead of being mad at them when they cut in, make a joke with them. Make a funny joke. Not too sarcastic, you know, make a funny joke. And then see how things turn for you. Start look, and then review that situation. Now, if I had said something nasty to that guy, how would that have turned out? But I said something funny to that guy, and I made him laugh, and then he made me laugh because he said something funny back. And so what is better, to live in joy or to live in, you know, anger because of someone else? So look at your life with those types of aspects in each and every situation. You know, there's, you know, 1,000 of them throughout the day. Phone call here, an interaction there at the store, the way you react to something on TV, like I said, use the example of the fires. You know, they were devastating, but there was a lot of positivity that came out of it, and it allowed people to be good. It allowed a lot of people to be good to each other, and that's important. That changes. If you can get that many people to be good to each other all over the world, we would change the world. The energy around you changes things. And so transform yourself. Do it through your own experiences. This is going to be an enormous change for you right now. But it will bring you so many great blessings, I promise you. It is your time to transform this. Your home situation will get better. Everything in your life will get better. Doors will open for you if you do this. And then you will be able to walk through them and really be happy with your life. And that's the message I have for you. I hope that resonates with you.
Right.
Hi, Ashley. This is DC. You asked about your relationship, and I'm getting, like, the feeling of frustration, okay? And I'm also getting there's something in the relationship that needs attention. I'm getting the word compromise. Okay, and I'm also getting there are relationship problems that are sort of difficult, and these problems are causing increased feelings of frustration as well. Okay, so what the angels are saying, you've got to sort of like learn to develop a little bit more patience in regard to handling the problems, or this relationship is not going to be. You've got to look for peace in the relationship. Okay. The other thing I'm getting, you know, like I sort of feel at times like you're sort of feeling like you're almost like twisted like a pretzel, and that's not the way a relationship should be, honey. Okay. Has there been like emotional outbursts? Because I'm getting, you know, the feeling of emotional outbursts. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also, you know, I'm also seeing like, you know, your sleeve, and there's a heart on your sleeve. That means that you wear your heart on your sleeve. So you sort of have, you know, an idea of how you feel about the relationship. I know you do. And you've got to trust your own instincts, hon. Okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got to just, you know, you've got to sort of think about what you're wanting from a relationship and if this relationship, you know, meets those needs. Okay. Have you taken the time to talk about how you're feeling?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's really important, okay? And like I said, you've got to decide, you know, is this person, you know, is he, you know, bringing to the table what you, you know, what you really need from a relationship? And you've got to look at yourself as well to see, you know, are you being realistic in regards to what you're desiring? Okay, so there's two sides of the coin. You've got to look at yourself, and you've got to look at your, you know, your partner. Okay, and, you know, are you in a, you know, in a happy and a meaningful relationship? Because you don't have to accept anything that's, you know, making you sad or, or anything like that, you know, but you are very intuitive. Again, like, trust what you're feeling is what the angels are saying. And I'm sort of getting, you know, it's sort of like, you know, give this relationship a certain amount of time. You decide how long you're going to give it, you know, whether it's going to be a month or, you know, you decide the time. And then see at that time if anything has changed. Is it going in a positive direction? Okay?
All right.
And the angels are saying that, you know, there is always more than one person that's going to, you know, that's out there that can make you really, really happy, okay? So make sure that you talk with, you know, with your partner and everything. And, you know, let them know your deepest feelings. You know, set that time frame, okay? And, you know, review, you know, what you bring to the relationship and, you know, what that person brings as well, okay? Because I'm feeling like you're not satisfied right now with love. Okay, so you've got to talk about it, okay, and try to resolve the conflict in the relationship, and then see, you know, is there something that you could do a little bit differently that may, in fact, you know, help the relationship to get back on track.
Right.
Okay. So just, you know, hang in there, okay. But I'm getting that, you know, like, you've got to talk. You've got to, you know, speak. You know, what's in your heart. This is crucial. Okay, and I'm sort of getting like, I don't know, like you're thinking about something this person may or, you know, may or may not have done. Like you're sort of wondering about something, okay? So you've got to be open with this person, okay? So I am getting, you know, like put a time frame and everything. Do the best that you can and, you know, be open and see where it goes from there. Don't go too fast. Just take it, you know, take it slow. Okay, and don't, the angels are saying don't leap to kind of conclusions about what you're thinking, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so just, you know, like, rethink everything, okay? Because relationships, you know, they do take a lot of work, okay? And you do deserve to be happy.
Right.
You do deserve to have a beautiful, fulfilling, you know, life with someone, okay? So you've got to be honest with yourself. You know, about the relationship, you've got to communicate. You've got to see what you bring to the relationship, what the other person brings to the relationship. Give it a time frame. You know, you decide the time, whether it's going to be a month, a little bit less, a little bit longer. It's up to you. Okay, but I am getting that, you know, you're going to be happy, you know, in regard to love, hon, okay? And that's what I have for you, Ashley, and thank you guys for calling in this evening.
I want to add one more thing to what DC said, only about one little thing, and that is she asked you if you had shared how you felt with this other person, and although you guys may have, I just want to say that you need to readdress that portion, and what you must ask of both of you. When you do that you set a time clock and that person doesn't get to talk for more than 5 minutes and that the agreement is you will listen to hear, but you will not listen to respond. And that's a lot of times our most hardest problem, and I'm guilty too, of communication, is we listen to somebody else, and as we're listening to them, we're making the argument in our head of how we respond instead of actually allowing that information to go into our heart space and understanding how that person may be feeling about it. Does that make sense? So,
yes.
You know, have some rules of this conversation. And there's not, you know, just those two rules, mainly. 5 minutes, and that's your turn, and that you have to listen to hear, not listen to respond. And see if that helps.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right.
God bless, Damien.
Thank you guys
for calling in.
All right, thanks. Have a good night, girl.
Good night.
Awesome. Okay, Eileen, let me just see what we have here now. Okay, we have another caller.
Hello.
Right. Area code 860. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name?
Hi, it's Amla. How are you?
Amla, hi.
What was your name again?
Amla?
Hi. Ah, you got my name right.
Yes.
I didn't. What was your name?
It's Amla.
Amla.
Yep.
Amla. Wonderful. Hi, Amla. What, do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I do. I was wondering, my birthday's coming up somewhat. It's in December. And I'm just wondering what you guys might see for highlights. I feel like November's going to go well as far as my career. I'm making some big moves. And then also my relationship, or if you see anybody maybe coming in for me.
All right. Well, what you need to do is you actually need to set that intention. And whatever message they want to come through, that's what will come through. So you do that for me, and I will let you know what I read.
Okay. I am definitely setting the intention.
All right.
My frequency to meet the – my vibe attracts my tribe.
There we go. All right. What I have for you is that that what's coming in for you is that you really do have a contented, rewarding family life overall, that a lot of your needs are being met within the family relationships. They have been very trustworthy. These people are your family. They're your tribe. Like you said, they're your tribe. You attract in your tribe. And your tribe, I didn't even realize that when I said all that. But you do live with your tribe, and that keeps you very, very happy. Within that tribe, you are actually a placeholder, a very strong placeholder. You're actually hold the place of a high priestess. And this is represented by Archangel Haniel. So you can ask for her help and rely on her. You are very intuitive, as you well know. I don't have to tell you that. You know. But you don't always listen. And so the difference is listening. If you ask and you're given an intuitive message and then you go ahead and use your free will, that is up to you. And then that changes things. When you ask, they do give answers. But you have a tendency to go ahead and use your free will. And so consider carefully what it is you really want before acting upon it. Have the patience with yourself to do that, because you can listen to your intuition and you can receive the messages, because you really are, you know, you can be very powerful. If you allow yourself to open up to it and quit listening to your monkey mind, because it runs too fast, you're Sagittarius, and away we go, because I am too. And so you have to teach yourself.
Yes.
What date is your birthday?
Oh, my date is 12/16, so I'm a Sag.
And I'm the 13th. So I know, right? I really understand the energy of where you're coming from. So you need to practice doing more meditation and stuff and coming within to your own as that higher priestess. You'll be happier with yourself if you allow that to develop, because that is who you are in your tribe. And so know that that's kind of your position. And so either you can take responsibility for it, or you can let the tribe down. Everybody has their role in the tribe, and that one's yours.
Absolutely. So, that's true.
So do that. It is a very important achievement. It's going to take a lot of self-discipline and willpower. But it is time for you to do that. You know, you really just need to grab the horse by the reins and ride, my dear. Get on it and work on it. Ask Archangel Metatron for help.
Metatron.
Now, when I see Archangel Metatron come in, what I also see is that you need to work, do you study at all in the area of sacred geometry?
Yes, I have those discs. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're like the energy comes from the sunlight, and you put it on your window. Like, you could use them for all different things. And I have the Om symbol, and I have another symbol, sacred geometry.
I want you to look up a guy called Dramvalo Melchizedek.
Okay.
And just look into what he studies. And it's a whole art form of, or even go into YouTube and type in sacred geometry and see what comes up. And
sure.
Just look at that. And also look towards, like, the Kabbalah, the symbol of the Kabbalah according to sacred geometry. Just check that out and see if it resonates with you. If it doesn't,
sure.
Then move on to something else. But, I just have a feeling that's going to resonate with you. But anyway, you really are very protected right now, you and your loved ones. Like you said, that tribe you're with, you're one of the guardians of the tribe. You see the fairness in handling situation amongst your peers and your groups. And it is in a very just manner that you choose to do this. You are fair to all parties. You listen to all sides. You don't judge till you've heard the whole story, even if there's 6 or 7 stories to each side. So just know that as you do this, you're going to get more and more into seeing some of your past lives. You may even do a past life regression or several of them. Each time you do it, you do see something else. It's not always the same regression.
Right.
So anyway, that's what I have for you.
Thank you.
I think I gave you too much, but start on any of it.
That's beautiful. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I'm getting there's going to be a major change around your love life, okay?
Yes.
It's going to be amazing. I'm getting you've got to learn to follow your instincts, hon, okay?
Yeah.
So they're saying you often ignore them. You don't listen to, your gut instincts.
Okay,
so please learn to follow those instincts. And you're going to be really lucky in love, okay? Make sure you express yourself from the heart. And really, communication is the key to a great relationship, Amla. Okay?
Yes.
And I'm sort of seeing you, like, you like to be with a wide variety of people. You're very friendly, you're very easygoing, you have a great sense of humor, you're very sociable, and you love to have fun.
Yeah.
And I'm also seeing that, that you're very passionate, and I'm getting, like you want to experience, like, different types of relationships, but I'm also getting, how old are you now, hon? I mean, because I'm getting, like, you've got to watch that you don't settle down, like, too early, that you wait to the right time.
I am. I do have a younger voice. December 44. I'll be 44. So.
Okay. Well, that's a good time. Okay. Are you attracted to sort of like creative people and like artistic people?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
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 And you're very spontaneous,
Yes.
Yeah. And you just, you enjoy being with your friends and, entertaining and everything. But I am getting, love is going to be amazing, okay?
Do you feel a sense when you'd be coming in, DC? Or, like, around my birthday? Or you don't know?
I'm getting yes, in and around your birthday, okay? And this person is going to be very independent, enthusiastic, and I'm getting, maybe there might be a commitment, involved for the two of you.
Yeah.
So I have to be very mature and confident and attractive, So make sure you work on you in the meantime, okay?
Yes.
Because that's going to be really important that you work on you.
Absolutely.
And I'm seeing there's going to be a lot of people that are attracted to you. They love your energy. They want to be around you. You're like a magnet, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
So this is going to be your year. I'm getting, honey, you've got to follow your bliss and everything's going to fall into place. And that's what I have for you.
Oh, I appreciate that because I really feel like the sun shining and that's what
It really is shining. Oh my gosh, yes. It's going to be amazing. So you just be that amazing person that you are, okay? And any kind of stress that you had, like with previous relationships, let go of it, okay? Anticipate a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful relationship, you know?
I hope so.
So start feeling the excitement now, Amla, as if it's already here, okay?
Yeah, I really feel blessed.
That's what we have for you for this evening, hon. I hope that helps. Stay in touch with us, okay?
Yes, I love both of you, and I'm going to definitely look up the sacred geometry and the Metatron angel. And
yes.
Yeah, keep
that's
keeping
awesome.
On. You both confirmed following my intuition and following my instincts. Both of you confirmed that. So I appreciate everything.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Amla. You have a great evening now, hon. Take care.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Amla. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Angel bless.
Bye.
Okay. Really fast. We're getting down to, like, the last 8 minutes, Eileen.
Uh-huh.
Okay, 917, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name?
Yes, it's Nisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa?
Do you have a question?
Yes. I have a question. I have a meeting tomorrow about work. I don't know what it is related to, but it's something about me. I was wondering if everything was going to be okay and that sort of stuff. If I'm going to stay there or should I move on? I don't know. What do you guys see?
All right. Well, give me a minute and let me see what I can find out.
Eileen, let me just jump in really fast. Lisa,
all
I'm
right,
getting that. I see spirit is all around you, okay? You're going to be fine, okay? So just, you know, keep that in mind. But I do see, like, I see angels around you. I see family members around you. And they're wanting to just, you know, confirm everything is going to be okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah, but
okay,
should
hon,
I look for another job? I mean, am I going to, like, work somewhere else where I'm happy?
I'm not getting a yes and I'm not getting a no, honey. I'm getting a maybe, okay? And the angels are just showing me that you are climbing the ladder to success. I am getting there might be something new coming your way in regard to making some money, okay? And just, you know that you have everything it takes to make that money. And I'm getting long-term success around you. You're sort of at, like, a plateau presently. Okay, so just you've got to believe in yourself and know that you can handle anything that comes your way. And that's what I have for you, hon.
Thank you. That's very kind.
All right. And this is Eileen. And what I have for you is that you need to spend some quiet time alone. I've got, you know, a couple areas that say that you need to recharge your batteries. You know, get some little bit of relaxation in. But I also see, and I don't know if this is one of the opportunities that you feel that you have that's, you know, you've got tucked away in a little pocket and might need to pull out, is some type of self-employment. It's very important. It'll be an important achievement, but you are going to need to take some self-discipline and willpower to get there. But it is more than doable, and it really is going to improve your home life. Because you're actually going to make for healthy changes by doing this. It's going to improve your abundance. I see this as a very promising business venture. But make sure if there's any documents or contracts that go along with it that you have them read by a lawyer or you read them very, very carefully. But know that your loved ones will be there. They are spiritually around you and protecting you. As DC said, she sees angels all around you, and I'm getting the same thing. That your angels, your guides, your guardians, your family members, those that are there to spiritually protect you, are surrounding you right now. So don't worry about it. The way you're going to connect with them, again, I'm going to tell you, is to go and get out in nature, recharge your batteries, get away from the hubba bubba of the world, and go and find time to just breathe. And do that. Breathe really deep. Pull in some oxygen. You need to replace the oxygen in your body. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Thank you. I'm going away on the 9th of November. That'll be good for me.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, just keep in touch with us, hon, and let us know how everything goes. Okay? Angel blessings.
Yes. Angel blessings.
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. I think we have one more caller, Eileen.
All right. Well, let's
917, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi.
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 What's
can we have your name?
My name is Mary.
Mary? Wonderful.
Hi, Mary.
And did you want to ask us a quick question?
A love life, please.
Okay, love life. Let's see what we've got. It'll take me half a second to figure this out.
Mary, are you with someone presently?
No.
No? Okay. That makes it a little bit easier because we're running out of time here.
Right.
Okay.
I see things changing for you, and things are really going to move forward for you really quick. And things are going to work out. It's what you want. But you need to use your own psychic insights and make sure that you see behind the scenes of what the events really are. But once you do and you feel it safe, you can release the fear of holding back. Honor yourself, the cycle of your body. But good news is really going to be coming your way. And it's going to be a fertile time for you to move forward in those in relationships. And you will be able to feel safe and protected. And for a quick reading, that's what I've got for you tonight.
Gratitude.
Yes.
Okay. And Mary, really quick, I want to let you know what I have from the angels. They're saying it's time for you to just, you know, get out of that comfort zone that you're in, okay? And you've got to, you know, go to different places, new places, exciting places, okay? And a change of scenery is going to, you know, it's really going to make a difference. You've got to spice up your life a little bit. But I am getting a new love interest is coming to you soon. You've got to laugh a little bit more. You've got to get out there and, you know, just be sociable and, you know, connect in nature and just express yourself, okay? And you've got to have a little bit more balance between your spiritual and your physical life and just every day appreciate, you know, what you have. And I'm getting, you know, like you said, the word soon, okay? So something, you know, is going to change in a positive way very soon. So you've got to focus on what you specifically want from a relationship. In the interim, you've got to love yourself first, okay?
Yes, gratitude.
And that's what we have, hon. Thank you for calling us, and please call us back again. Light and love,
gratitude.
Mary.
Light and love.
All right. Angel blessings.
That
night.
Was, oh my gosh, an amazing show. And we got through all the callers, Eileen. Oh, my goodness.
Woo-hoo. That was an amazing show. I'm glad we, you know, finished out, got it through everyone. That was a blessing, especially now after not having a show for a few weeks. It was good that we went ahead and did all that. That was great. I am so thankful and grateful that we had so many callers tonight and that we were able to deliver so many messages. It really is a gift for DC and I both to be honored to do this for you and to be there and that you allow us to connect with your spirit and energy so that we can read you and deliver your messages. And I love you, DC, and I am so thankful that you are my partner and that I get to connect with you all the time and here on our show and here with our listeners.
Thank you, and I love you, too, and I'm equally grateful. God bless everyone, and we look forward to connecting with you really soon.
All right. Angel blessings. Have a great night. Good night.
Good night,
love
everyone.
You.
Love you, too, honey. Bye-bye.